Mexico this week as they search for answers about how a Guatemalan girl died while in U.S. Border Patrol custody. The family of 7-year-old Jacqueline Kyle is disputing an account from U.S. officials who said she had not been given food or water for days. In a statement, they said she had been given food and water and appeared to be in good health as she traveled through Mexico with her father. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen explains why it took so long to get her to the hospital.
They were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The young girl died of what medical officials are calling initially determined as sepsis shock. A U.S. federal government shutdown looms as President Trump weighs his next move on funding a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Although the clock is ticking toward a possible partial government shutdown next Friday, there's no sign of urgency in Washington. The House is on an extended 5-day weekend, and work won't resume until Wednesday night. The Senate is on a 3-day break, with work resuming Monday. The key issue holding up spending bill is President Donald Trump's insistence that funding for his border wall must be included. The president wants $5 billion, but Democratic leaders are offering no more than $1.6 billion. Without a resolution, parts of the federal government would shut down at midnight December 21st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At least 2 Rwandan civilians were killed, 8 injured when attackers set fire to 3 passenger vehicles in the southern Nyamagabe district, which borders Burundi. An army spokesperson said in a statement they are pursuing attackers who retreated into a mountain rainforest area. This attack highlights continuing tensions between Rwanda and neighboring Burundi and Congo. This is VOA News. Officials from around the world have agreed upon rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord after 2 weeks of UN climate talks in Poland. Chairman Mikhail Korteka said delegates have more to do.
As the president, I am determined to see this deal through to adoption. It is your work. It is your achievement. It is something the world has been waiting for.
President Trump has said the U.S. will pull out of the Paris Accord. However, that cannot take effect before November of 2020. Yellow vest protesters are occupying dozens of traffic roundabouts in France, even as their economic reform movement appears to be losing momentum on the 5th straight weekend of demonstrations. Some protesters remained Sunday despite a call by Interior Minister Christophe Castaner to free the streets. 8 people have died in incidents tied to the movement, mostly from traffic accidents linked to roads blocked by protesters. Demonstrations were more subdued nationwide Saturday, partly due to concessions made earlier this week, as well as cold, rainy weather. The protests started in November against fuel tax hikes, but have morphed into a general expression of anger at the government of President Emmanuel Macron. The United States says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war neighboring Afghanistan. The acknowledgement came a day after Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan announced his country has arranged a next round of Washington's peace talks with the Afghan Taliban, scheduled for Monday. President Donald Trump made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery Saturday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Like a record rainfall.
A steady rain fell on Arlington National Cemetery as President Trump walked through the rows of white tombstones, listening to and chatting with a tour guide. He made the visit during an annual event in which holiday wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. The trip also comes about a month after Trump's planned visit to an American World War I cemetery in France was scuttled due to poor weather. Critics also called him out for not visiting Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day after his return to Washington that weekend.
Ranil Wickremesinghe has been reinstated as Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. Mahinda Rajapaksa, the country's former president, had replaced him not long ago, but Rajapaksa resigned on Friday. He was unable to win a necessary vote of confidence in parliament to function as prime minister. Alarmed by the growing popularity of rap music among Russian youth, President Vladimir Putin wants cultural leaders to devise a means of controlling rather than banning the popular music. Last month, the rapper known as Husky, whose video has gotten more than 6 million views on YouTube, was arrested after he staged an impromptu performance. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
From Washington, VOA presents Issues in the News.